The Pasha says this is a regular maid of the Mitzvahs. The Kiddush is a Rekiva that it's a nation of Yehuda. As Rashi is slowly doing, Stars of Kassav Lord, Tony, Logan, and Tony Slayer, Lake Yerush Kama, and Stars of Kassav Lord, Dimon and Stam, Aina Elo, Kimeshe, Vagbeda. As the Ramban stells on Rashi, what is Rashi coming to explain? Rashi's going to say, "No, look at Meisher Aved," and he's potter. But the Ramban, what's the beginning of Rashi coming to explain? As the Ramban says, Rashi had a question: why is this different than every other Moedah B'Mikzas? Person tainis, whatever it is, 100, and he's maybe to 50, you should say he's a meshav aveda. Why over here, but dafkin this seer of maida b'mixas, you're called a meshav aveda, and by every other seer of maida b'mixas, you're not. What's special about this seer? As therefore Rashi says, the hevdol between here and every other regular Moedah B'Mikzas is because over here there's a shtar that's misayeya to the shtayim. The kivan deloy pirish nikar madvarim sheshnayim haya lekach loy hutzuch lefarish. The mitzlayim base. As be'emes, if the guy would have said shtayim, he would have had a star misayeya. He says by every other Moedah B'Mikzas, it's a ha'aza to be Moedah, but less. Like we had in the Gemara before on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, why isn't he a Meshav Aveda? The Gemara answered, because it's a Aza. As every other time, it's a Aza. But Shani Hocha, it's not a Aza, because Hashtar Misayeyo. Thus, Zok the Ramban, that's the Pshat in Rashi. Frek the Ramban, a Shaila in Pshat. Frek the Ramban, Shtar Misayeyo. The Gemara says it later on. The Gemara doesn't say it till later on that the shtar misayeyoy, and then it's not a raya to heilach. So what's Rashi bringing in all the way in the beginning of the Gemara? I read the Gemara says it later on to answer why we don't have a raya from heilach. Zog the Ramban, if you medayik in Rashi, you see there's a shinui between the two lashonis of Rashi shtar misayeyoy. In the first lashon of Rashi, Rashi says, "Kivan deloy pirish nikarim hadvarim sheshnayim." Rashi says it's nikar hadvarim. It just makes a nikarim hadvarim that it's MS. Rashi later on in the Hemshich, Rashi adds, "Ha'edim me'edim that it's shtayim." Thus is a whole different level. In the first beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara just said, Nikarim Advarim. It looks like it's Emes. Why? Because the Ramban explains. Over here we're coming to explain why it's not Ha'aza. It's not Ha'aza because Nikarim Advarim, that it's Emes. It's not Ha'aza to say something that it's Nikar to everyone. What he's saying is Emes. Masha Engen, in the Gemara later on, the Gemara later on is saying a far much stronger klal. The Gemara is saying that the Eidim and the Shtar are Me'idim. So that's what Ramban says. Even though Rashi is mentioning what it says in the Gemara later on, that the Gemara didn't be Mechadish later till later on, and with the Ramban, the Gemara later on says the Shtar Misayeya goes to a whole different level, a higher level, that it's Kilu the Shtar are Me'idim. Okay, and Zok the Ramban, so what does Rav Shimon ben Elazar that holds that there is no Ptur of Meshav Aveda, what does he hold? Zok the Ramban, he holds that you don't say Nishtar Misayayay. He doesn't hold of this Nakuda, he holds it is her Azam. And that's why he's Chaylik. That's what the machloikis is. In Rashi, it's very interesting. When Rashi wants to be masbir, what if Shimon ben Elazar holds, Rashi, in the second lashon of the Gemara, Divrei HaMaskel Moedah B'Miksas Havei, Rashi says, Ve'enoi Meshev Aveda. Rashi says, what's the time of Shimon ben Elazar? Because he holds Mishumi Rumei Kama Arim, he wants to look like more Emes Digga guy, as therefore he's not a Meshav Aveda. As Lechoyer the Rashi later on is a Giloi to the Sugya over here, that's the Machlokes if you're a Meshav Aveda. Do you say the reason why he's moided to three is because he's a tzaddik, he's giving back an extra one, and then there's a takonis rachamim that you're potter? Or do you say no, the reason why he's moided to three is not because of sitkis, not because he's meshav aveda. Irume kam ma'arim, he's really a sneaky guy. He wants to look like he's saying the truth. That's what Rashi is mazvel the machloikis. Just a little bit of a hara. Why does Rashi wait till the Lishna Basra to explain what Pshat in the Machloikis is? L'chayri, he should have said it right away in the beginning of the Gemara. That would be a little bit of a mafteach to learn that Rashi holds the beginning you could have learned differently, and at the end it changes. Just tzarech bir, why should it change? Ain't hezber b'zeh. Oh, okay. But that's the first step in Rashi. Rashi's saying why it's not the regular Meshav Migu. Why it's not the regular Moedah B'Miksas. Rashi continues, Vachomim Pachu es Meshav Aveda min Ashrua, Ditnam Hamoitzi es Amisiya lo Yishave. Revu in Rashi that the Ptur of Meshav Aveda is Midr Abono. Vitaisis Rosh. And the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, for some reason, is printed at the end of the Sugya. But the Taisus Rosh and the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz both argue on Rashi. Vos meint, it's Potter Midrabana, Mishum Meshav Aveda. Over here, there's a Migui. And Migui Potter Ziu Midaraisa. It's Bekitsa, they're asking Akasha, over there in the Mishnah in Gittin, there's no Migui. As you need a din derabanan to pater you. But over here you have a migui. As what do you need a din derabanan to pater? You pater midaraisa. We din migui. Thus, Tainet, the Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Taisus Rosh on Rashi. As what's pshad in Rashi? Mikan is a mocha from this Rashi to what we saw on Rashi on Gimel Amir Aleph. And the Gemara asks, Amar Rabba, with name Mamre Toiro, Moedah B'Miksas HaTaina Yishove, Taisus learns the Shailas Mishum Migui. Rashi says the Shailas Mishum Meshav Aveda. Freg de Pnei Yeshua. Why does Rashi say Meshav Avedu and not Migui? Zok de Pnei Yeshua, because Rashi holds like the Rimagash. Migui lafture mishvua loy amrina. As Rashi over here is Muchach, Rashi the Shitasa. Rashi holds over here that Migui Lafturi Mishvua Loyam Rina. As therefore Rashi has to learn the Ptur is Midarabonon Midin Meshiv Aveda. As thus is another Nakuda. Yeah. The other Shailen Rashi was Rashi on Gimel Amud Aleph says Meshiv Aveda is Potter Midaraisa. Rashi over here says Potter Midarabonon. B'Shaita we said to Mahalchim. The Beis Halevi and Reb Nochum Ayin Shom. Sorry, thus is Rashi over here. As Rashi learns Meshav Aveda Drabonon, it's not Midin Migui. So I want to ask the Olam, Pashat Akasha, I want the Olam to answer me. L'chayri, he's only a Meshav Aveda on the third one. On the other two, he's not a Meshav Aveda. As why does Meshav Aveda pattern from all three? I mean, what's he a Meshav Aveda on? The third one, the first two.
There's no pattern from anyways.
Pending on the Lashonis of the Gemara. But the fee that's out of the Gemara that it's Chayiv. as then why would Meshav Aveda Pater? You see over here that if you're a Meshav Aveda on the third one, it paters you from everything. So a chiddush in the Yomar. Abadasi's Shitas Rashi. Why doesn't Reb Shimon ben Elazar hold of Meshav Aveda? Zat Rashi, Irume Ka Ma'ar. That's Zat Rashi, later on. Okay. Thus is step number one in the Gemara. As thus is the Bia of the Machlekes, Tanakama, Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar and Rebbe Kiva, I'm sorry. Ketani Miyas, now the Gemara makes it. Ketani Miyas, Shimon ben Elazar, Amar, Hayel Vahayde, Mixes Ataina, Yishave, Taima Dama Shalash, Ashtayim Pater. The Gemara makes a deal only because he said three. Easy shava. Ashtayim potter, Vaishtar de Kamayde Bey, Heilichu. Shma Mina, Heilich potter. As the Gemara says, why talk is he potter on the food? Must be Shtar de Kamayde Bey, Heilichu. Mitzarech beer. Why is a Shtar Heilich? Until now, everything we had in Halach was the guy's in Beis Din, he has the money in his hand, or Rashi says he's Kaniyit because he didn't spend the money yet. That's what Halach is. Because why is a Shtar Halach? Zot Rashi. Shtar de Kamaydi. Oh. Because the karkois are mishuvid, as meila it's heilach v'tzarich beer. How does this stem with Rashi on Amud Aleph? We saw on Rashi and Amud Aleph the only way Alva is heilach if it's the same mois that he gave you. Lo yitzeisa, you didn't spend those money yet, and you said v'hein shalcha b'chol makam shehein, because it belongs to the malva. Over here we're talking about the karkois of the loiver. Why is it heilich? What's shot in Rashi? Don't hear the question. What are you taina?
Saying you can take those karkois, you can take it wherever it is. It's not doing much. You don't tell to know it's all.
Oh, okay. What he means to say is like this. It depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about a milval peh, how are you going to make it halach? What's the yisayid of halach? We saw an Amud Aleph. Rashi learns like the Baal Amar. The yisayid of halach is ha'oimid lipare keman depare. As by metalkalim, how do you make it ha'oimid lipare? Zot Rashi, you have the same money. You didn't spend it yet. You say, Harei Shalcha, oh, das is Hela. But over here, we're talking about a shtar where there's a Shibud Karkois. As Im Kain, the Loiva has no way of bringing Mavriach the Karkois. Metautlin, you could put in your pocket and tell the guy, I have no money. You could put it in your backyard. You could be Mavriach. You could get away from it. Of a karka, everyone sees where your karkois are. Everyone knows where your karkois are. You can't hide your karkois. Everyone, it's EF Shalav Riach, Lashon Rishayim. As by karka, it's always going to be Hela. It's always going to be Oymed Lifara. There's no din you have to say the word Helach to make it Helach. As long as it's Oymed Lipara, it's Helach. As by karka, it's always oymed lipar. Even though Rashi said halach on the Amud Aleph was halach because it was konui loy, but that's because it's just a hetim, so to make it oymed lipar. Above here, it's oymed lipar because there's a shibat karkois, and you can't be mavriach the karka. That lechoyer is like, it's a chiddush in Rashi. Taka chiddush. That's lechoyer the biyah. The Shaila is, the Taisus Rosh learns that it's not enough that it's Kanu and it's in front of you. The Taisus Rosh learns you need it also to be Bershusai. You mamish need it to be right there. As Eivazei, what are you going to do with Shibud Karkais? It's not mamish right in front of him. It's not Bershusai. In fact, the Gemara in Sachem is Mavur that Shibud Karkois is not called Rishusa. You can't be Makdish it because it's Eino Rishusa. Azay Bazay, how could you say it's Halech because of Shibud Karkois? Shibud Karkois is not Rishusa. We saw in the Taisus Rush. He says you need Rishusa. It's such a good question on the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus Rosh himself is. Taisus Rosh on Dalit Amid Aleph says, the fee what I'm choylik on Rashi, I hold it's only by Pikadoi, and because you need Rishusa is what's shan in the Gemara Mislayim Dinarim, Zag the Taisus Rosh, Shani Hasam the Ika Shtara. It's Arich Bia, what's the teretz? My nafkamina that you have a shtar. Why does a shtar make it more? Asub Chaim, in Hilchas Ishas, in Perek Tazayim, when he speaks about the sugya, he also explains the reason why Slayim Dinarim is Helach, because the shtar is Ki'ilu Oiches Batkar. The shaila is, what does this mean? What's this word? As be'emes, as be'kitzer of Chaim and Sefer, is machaven to the Taisus Rosh. The shaila is, what's the beer? As be'emes, there's another of Chaim, a third of Chaim, in Bamitzia, Dav Zayin, Amin Aleph. And this of Chaim is the, puts together and explains the word of the Taisus Rosh and Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says a big yisoid. It's cholik a milva bepeh and a milva b'shem. By a milva bepeh, it's not kilu the malvis holding on to the money. He has a schus to get the money, but he's not holding on to the money. But by milva b'shtar, it's kilu he's holding on to the money. The nusach of Reb Chaim that Reb Ochbeh brings down is, the shtar is the handle to the money. As when you're holding on to the shtar, it's like you're holding on the handle of the cup. As when you're holding on the handle of the cup, you're holding the cup. As the shtar is the handle of the money. It's the schus gviya of the money. As holding a shtar is holding on to the money. Why did we say a gemara on Dav Zayin? Is the big marker Reb Chaim from this Yisai is the Gemara in Bamitzia Dazai. The Gemara over there is Mavur. Shtayim oichzim b'shtar. The Mishnah talks about Shnayim oichzim b'talis. Okay, you're holding on to a talis. How much is a talis? It is manazeh inflation, 100 shekel. As what's the vart? You set the talis in here. This one gets 50 shekel. This one gets 50 shekel. Like here. Let's say the shtar is $200. But have, meaning it's a shtar choiv of $200. If you go to the shuk and you want to buy a shtar choiv of $200 is not worth $200. When you buy it on the shuk for shtaris, shuk in Bukhar, yeah, you go to the shuk for shtaris. As how much do they sell a shtar for? 150. As Frek Reb Chaim Eshayim, the Gemara on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph says, Ishtayim Oichzim B'shtar, you make a Yachleiku in the Choyv. If the Choyv was $200, you make a Yachleiku, you split it 100-100. Frek Reb Chaim, they're not holding on to the money. They're holding on to the shtar. A shtar of $200 is worth $150. As in gain, if your shtayim makes in b'shtar, if you split it, you should get 75-75, which b'sach hakol is 150. Why does the Gemara say each one gets $100? Zokr b'chayim stayed in the Gemara, shtayim makes in b'shtar, shtayim makes in b'chayim. It's kilo you're holding on to the mice, as you're holding on to the whole $200. That's one place Reb Chaim said it. Klabi b'mitziya dav zayin shnayim oichzim dik. And now we have the hezber in the other place Reb Chaim says it. Baba Mitzia Dav Dalet Amid Beis, he says it in Heilachdik. That it's ki'ilu, you're holding on to the mayis, because shtar is the handle to the money. It's the schus gviya, it's the handle to the money. As mela, therefore it's ki'ilu, you're holding on to the money. Oh. Yeah. There's a third place we have it in Rechaim, the sugya in Kedushin, Ches Amud Beis. Yet the oilam that was here, Ayin Shom, the raya from there to over here. But type, this is Reb Chaim, big yisoy, in the sugya, which is mevusas on the Taisis HaRosh. Yeah. The oilam explains it a little bit different, with the sugya in Saita of Shtar HaOymed Ligvois, Kibabuidami. We avoided that. Because the Taisus Rosh, Reb Chaim, don't bring the sugya shtara in the ligvois kigavu dami. Be'etzem it's beishamai. Even beisil holds it's a little kigavu. As we avoided that sugya, we said a different hezra. Not because shtara in the ligvois kigavu dami, we avoided that topic. We said because a shtar is a schus gviya on the choyv. It's ki'ilu you have the choyv. It's the handle to the choyv. We use the words of Reb Chaim that Reb Ber brings to explain Reb Chaim and Sefer and Ishus and the Taisus HaRosh. Okay, thus is Mahalach number two. Why is a shtar Helach? The reason why it's Helach is because the shtar makes the Shibud Karkois ki'ilu you're holding onto it mamish. Because even though it's not Bershuscha, but it's ki'ilu you're holding onto it mamish. Okay. There's one more mahalach in the Gemara why a shtar is helach. The Rambam in Hilchos Tain V'Nitin Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, says that if someone is Taiveya Mamin She'eino Yochol Lichvar Bay, and the person is Maiden a Mamin She'eino Yochol Lichvar Bay, as he is Potter. You're only chayiv if you're moide to something that I had an option to be koifer and I'm moide. As then it has a shame of hoidah. But if I'm zicher gonna lose the din taira anyway, and I come up and I'm moide to something that anyway I'm going to be mechuyiv in din to pay, das heis nishkin hoidah. That's what the Rambam says. And the Rambam says, therefore, Moedah b'mitzvahs ashtar is potter. That's the Rambam Tain v'nin perik dalet halacha dalet. Freg dele rishonim in asugya on the Rambam. I, the Gemara says, three other tamim why shtar is potter. The Gemara either says, helech, kamisayeya leishtara. Shibud karkois. The Gemara gives three different reasons why a moedib and mixus in shtaris is potter. The Rambam comes on with the fourth one, as they say, all the way from left field, mamish off the page. Where's the Rambam coming from? The Gemara says three times. The Rambam says the fourth one and doesn't bring the three. The Rajva says the Rambam had this question: why is a shtar helach? Shibud karkos, what is? The money is not in Bezdin. It's not Oymed Lipara. The Rambam had this question. Therefore, the Rambam said, the reason why Yishtar is Heilich, because it's Momin She'enu Yochol Lichverba. As being that it's Momin She'enu Yochol Lichverba, he's Zichar gonna get it. As normally, by regular Milval Peh, the only way it's Heilich is if I walk into Bezin and I hand it to you. But by Ishtar, it's an automatic Heilich, because it's Eina Yochol Lichlich. As the Fidah Rajba, it's a third Mahalich, why Ishtar is Eina Yochol Lichlich. Okay. As we come to the Gemara over here, and some people just learned the Gemara and said, okay, Ishtar is Heilich, and they went weiter. Yeah, Behemis, it's a big Chiddush in the Musagim of Heilich. That shtar has a shame of helach. A big machlek is Rishonim, why is it helach? Shitas Rashi, Shibud Karkoi, Shitas Taisis Rich, Taisis Rosh, Agrach, Mibrisk, because it's a shtar, shtar is helach. And Shitas Rabbeinu Perek, Rajba, Bedas, HaRambam, Because Mamin Sheina Yachol Lichverba makes it into a Halach. He's Zichar gonna get it. Because that's Halach the Gagel. Okay. Toy. Either way, the Gemara says, Vaishtar the Kamay de Be Halachu. Freg the Gemara, it's Halachu. Shmamina Halach Potter. As you see, the reason why you Potter on the two is Mishamel. But over here we have another reason to party. Shani Yocha, the Kamisayeya Le Shtara. And now you time to Misayeya Le Shtara. As what's this time of Misayeya Le Shtara? Zot Rashi. Ha'edim achsumen al ashtar mi'idim kidvarav shaloi haya elohai. As we already saw, the Ramban makes a gewaldig yadir. Over here, Rashi says in Misayeya Le Shtara, it's Eidus! The Eidim achsumen al ashtar ameyid. As Rashi over here says, Misayeya Le Shtara means Eidim are pattering you from a shvua. You mamish have Eidim pattering you from a shvua. The Eidim Shabishtar are made. Mekach Lepir Shabinyono. Hilkoch Eloi Tzarech Shvua. As Lechayra Bavur, why does a shtar patter you? Because this Eidim, the Eidim that said, Shtayim, and not three. As you patter from a shvua, because they're Eidim Be'idim like you. Zag the Ramban. He brings down. Therefore, there are Rishonim that say that this din of Kamisayeya Le Shtara will pater you even from a Shavuos Hesed. Of a Zog der Ramban, ich halt mishtase. I don't hold that way yet. Why? Because Zog der Ramban, even though Rashi says it's Ke'edim Dami, Rashi doesn't literally mean that it's Ke'edim. And the Ramban brings a fester raya. Bring the Ramban a Gemara on Kuf Yud. That in this seer, where the guy wrote in his shtar, he didn't write a specific amount. He wrote a Lashon Rabim, and Mr. Malva is claiming that it was three. And Mr. Loiva is claiming it was two. Mr. Malva goes ahead and he's Toifis three. And he's a Gavra Olim. He's a strong fellow. He went ahead, I said it's three. Bezdin said the guy's potter. He says he doesn't care. He goes ahead and he's taif is three. The Gemara says that Allah is moitzi mechaver el olav araya. You can't take it away from him. Freg the Ramban, Rashi over here says it's ki'ilu, we have Edim, that it's not three. Because why did he write a number? As the Edim on the Edim, it's not three. Why are we taking it away from him? Zog der Ramban, Vais de Chais and Rashi, it's only Ke'edim Klape Chiyiv Shvua, the partner from Shvua. Oh, but to be Maitzi Mamin, it's not Ke'edim. As this is a Ramban we spoke about a little bit before, but when you see it Bim Kaimai, it's an Andra Licht, a different light, a different Havana. Meaning you see there are levels of Edus. It's a level of Edus Klape Shvua, but it's not a level of Eidus Klape Mom. Chiddush number one in the Ramban. Zog the Ramban. Therefore, it doesn't pater from Mamin, it doesn't pater from Shavuos Hesed. Now, this is a little bit of a jump. I hear you have a raya, it's not called the Eidus Klape Mamin, but Klape Shavuos it is Eidus. It paters a Shavuos Maidim and Mixas men are toire. As if a pater is a Shavuos, Maidim and Mixas men are toire, why can't a pater a Shavuos Hesed midirabbanan? I don't get it. It's much harder to pater a Chiyuv d'Oraisa than it is a Chiyuv d'Rabbanan. As what's shot in this Ramban? I hear the Ramban boys from Mamin Araya, it's not Edim Klapi Mamin. But why klapi shvua that is only pater a moida b'miksas and it doesn't pater a shvuas eses? What's shot in the Rambam? What is the oilam taina? What could be the chilek? Okay, let's go slowly. Well, one more time, we'll ask the question. Here, let's reconnect. What are we asking? Rashi says, Misayele Shvaris Keedim only Shtayim, it patters from a Shvur de Raisa of Moedim and Mitzvahs. But it doesn't patter from a Shvur de Abanan of Shvur's Heses. What's the difference?
Moedim Mitzvahs, the Shvur comes from the Hidah. Here the Shvur comes from Taina.
The Jirar. It's Lachaira. This is a Makar to the Ray that we've been seeing a lot of time. That the Ramban holds that by Moedim b'miksas the Chiyuv Shvua is Mishum b'Drara. As how is the Eidim pottering? Because a Drara means we have a strong side to say you're lying. Achshash Meshaker. Comes along the Eidim, the Misayeya Leishtara, it's Misalik the Drara. Achshash Meshaker. Masha ain't game by Koifer HaKol by Shvuas Heses, which is a Koifer HaKol. Over there, the Mechayiv of the Shvua is not the Jirara. Because Betzem, it's a Koifer HaKol, they're both the same. The Mechayiv of the Shvua is a Takonis Chachomim. Hagam, there's no Jirara. As over there, Edim is not enough to pater. And this reminds us of what we learned on Beis Amid Beis. The Shita of the Torah brings down the Shaila. Even though Edam is Ayeya pater from Shvuas Maidim and Miksas and Eid Echad, but it doesn't pater from the Shvuas Heses. The Shita of the Bala Trumas move in the Torah. Why? Because Shvuas Heses stamtik b'chachalim. What does it mean without a Jirara? As al derech zeh will be shot in the Ramban over here. Okay. Thus is a gewaltige limud in the Ramban, a step-by-step knech in the Ramban to see the yisaydis of the Misayeya Leishtar. The Rosh and the Balamar on Beis Amid Beis. In the sugi of Eda Misayeya, pointer from Shvua, say, we have a gewaltig araya, Eda Misayeya, Eid Echad, Misayeya, your taina patas and Shvua, from the Gemara on Talit Amit Beis of Kamisayeya Le Shtara. You get to the Gemara, and all of a sudden, you don't understand. How could they bring a raya from here that in Echad patas and Shvua? Hare, over here, there's two Edim in the Shtar. As how can you bring a raya from two Edim to Eid Echad? Over here, the Kamisayeya Leishtara, Rashi says, Edim Arme Edim. You have two Edim. It's not an Eid Echad. As Be'emes, it's a big question. But once you learn the sugi inside and you see the Ramban, it's Dog Gavaldi. Because over here, it's not a real Edus. V'araya, it's not Moitzi Mamin. As Halter Rishonim, it's the same level as an Eid Echad that's not Moitzi Mamin. Now, Yavoi HaBen V'Yechalek. Maybe it's far better than Eid Echad. The Rishonim held no. Now, once you see it's not Eidus Mamish, it's not Moitzi Mamin, as, okay, so we'll put it all together in the same category with Eid Echad, it's not Moitzi Mamin. And if this could pater, what then an Eid Echad? As you learn the sugya, and you go back to what we saw on Beis Amid Beis, it has a different understanding, a deeper understanding. Okay. This is the number one. Misayeya Leishtar. Inami Mishum Dahave Leishtar Shibur Karkois. Ve'einishboyin al kfiris shibud karkois. Because what has a shtar is karka. Ve'einishboyin al kfiris shibud karkois. You don't make a shvua on karka. Freg de rajba boiker pei. Means good morning. You just woke up. Avadis, das is a mafurish and mishnah in Shavuos. You're not nishbayin al karkais. That's like the last ditch mahalach in the Gemara. Ain nishbayin al karkais. Right away, what was the halamina b'chlal to bring a raya? Heilach is chayiv. Das is a mishnah. Das is a gzeris akosiv. Ain nishbayin al karkais. Why is this teretz achroin? It's a mishnah. It's a gzeris akosiv. It's a mafurish din. Everyone holds up. Going on in the Gemara. Thus, Frek the Rajba. As Efsher, you can answer the Rajba with Rashi. Now, the Rajba saw Rashi and felt it's not a good answer. So it's not the Gamri a great shot. Oh, before, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Nami lohi lo avishtai moido lechai voishvua. Vishashtar Oimerke, Vishtar Abishiba Karkois, Vishaim Shaim is Boyim Alkiris Karkois, Kahoidos on Amy Mude Shua. Tided Rav Nochum, what is Rashi want? He said, Rabbeinu Kler Achakir. What's the reason why Ainish Boyim Alkarkois? Is the word of Ainish Boyim Alkarkois? Rebbe West said it really yeshivish. Because the Maisa Shvua can't be on Karka. You can't say the Karka in your Shvua. There's no Maisa Shvua on Karka. Aybazei frekt Rashi, over here you're not making the Shvua on the Karka. You're making the Shvua on the Metzaltelim. As what's the problem? As therefore, that was Rashi's question. So Rashi, Anaya Klal. Kishem she'ein nishbayim al kfiris karkois, kachoydoson ein amevi lidei shvua. In our sugya we see a chiddush. Not only is there a din, you don't make a shvua on a piece of karka. Over here you're being nishma on the metaltalim, not on the karka. As what's the word? The word is, the hoydah is on the karka. That's not good. Zokrav Nochum b'shem Rebohuber, the Hezver is the Machayiv of the Shvua is the Hoidah. And you can't have a Machayiv of Shvua on Karka either. Oybazei, after we have the Rashi, it's a little bit of a Pesach klapi the Rajba Shaila. The Rajba asks, this is Poshid, Einish Boyin al Karkais, Mishnah and Shvuas. What is that? The last Teretz. The answer is because over here there's a chiddush. I could have learned Einish Bayin al Karkois like the Havamina Verboch Beh. As in our teretz of the Gemara, we see a chiddush that, that would have been Gishmak if you were Amor. Would have been good. The Rajba doesn't learn that way because the Rajba holds Gamzeh Pasha. It's a Mefurish, it's a din, Mefurish Mishnah that. Even if there does in Karka, you don't make it either. So Mela Frek the Rajba, Aviluach, it's a din poshu. As what could be the Chiddush of our Sogi. So it would have been a Shemaka Mahalich, but the Rajba doesn't buy it. As the Rajba holds that, that's also Mufurish. Because it's not Mashma, that's the Chiddush of the Teretz of the Gemara. Toif. As we have the Rajba Shaila. What's the Chiddush? Einish Bayin al Karkois. L'choyra, the Pesach to answer the Rajba is a Reb Chaim in Sefer and an Achlus David in the Sugya. That they both ask, what do you mean Einish Bayin al Karkois when you're mourning a Choyv? When a Choyv you could only pay with Karka? You could pay with Metaltalim too? As why when you're mining a choyv, is it called you're mining karka? Hare, the guy could pay with metaltlim. And Bemis, most people prefer to pay with metaltlim. They won't want you to take their karkois. That was a neches choshev. The derech people pay up with metaltlim, not with karka. As why is this called the shbayin ala karkois when you're tevei a choyv? I'm not being tevei a kalka. I'm being tevei a pran. Yeah, you could pay up with karka too. The It's like Amtevei, you metaltalim the karka. You don't make a shvu on the karka, but you make a shvu on the metaltalim. As a we am being tevei, you karka and metaltalim. That's the chiddush of our sugya. In the other places in the Mishnayis, when it says the din einish bayin al karkois, it's talking about when he's teveim karka. You sold me karka. You put me in charge of karka. But it's not talking about halva. In our sugya, it's talking about halva. That could be the chiddush of our sugya. No, tzarech bir. Frek Reb Chaim, the Nachlis David, what is takib shah? Why is this called karkois? You're not money karka. You're money mitzalkulin. As on that is the teretz of the Nachlis David, the teretz of Reb Chaim. Abba Shneyem Kivnu. By the way, Nachlis David learned in Balazhan before Reb Chaim. It was the Shaila in Yeshiva, the Shaila of Balazhan. Of Lemaisa, the Ramban in Shvuas, Daf Lamed Zayin, asked the question. Say, Machavin, the Ruach, Kodsham to the Ramban. As Hashem, tomorrow that'll be the main Nakuda, one of the big Nakudas in Shir, is learning up this Ramban, the Mahalach, the Nachlis David, Reb Chaim. Why is it called Shvuan Karka if you could also pay back with Netap? That Bez Hashem will see. That's the big question on the Sugya. Asher Dibri Boy, Rabbi Ramban, the Ramban says different than the other ones. You know, but back and forth. Okay, that's the last teretz of Shem Sheinish Bain Makfir Shibitz Karkois Kachidosim Ein Nevi Midei Shvua the Karkois Amayim Mitar Shvua Mesir Yishvua Zavar Shvua Sakayonim Yohamal V'chomish V'lamish Shvivish V'loy V'sholish Iga Kfir Avayda V'mash Ein Kosev Vishtar Iga Demoisev Miseifa Rikiva Amal So we mean a stein, we need to be in a shalish gavi to measure a veda vipta, shmani no stein, and the bottle of kosher of chiyash, and the asin come to say, yeh, the shtara, inami, we shouldn't have a shtar, shibu karkois, and the ein is vayin, al kvira shibu karkois. Thus is the sugya, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, the ikar is the sugya of shibu karkois, and a little bit more on the Rambam of ein yochol lichmama.